Welcome to episode 229 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today is not Saturday, so not a normal recording day. Why is that, Staryu?
Because a special event happened, and the special event is called the Nintendo Direct.
Yep, it's September 1st. Today we had a 3DS Nintendo Direct, and we are going to get into all of that. Lots of games. Actually, a lot of good stuff was talked about in this Direct, so I'm pretty excited about this one. As I said, Staryu, he's here, joining as always.
Yes, hello everyone.
But before we get into the Mario stuff, I want to talk about the very first thing they talked about in the Direct, Pokemon Sun and Moon. Now, I think they talked and showed a lot of stuff we've already seen. Am I right here?
Yes. But they did show a new variation of a Pokemon that have seen for many years. Rattata from Generation 1. If you guys don't know Rattata, Rattata is a little rat, normal type. But in this new rendition, this new version of Rattata, he's a dark and normal type. And he has a pretty dark design, pretty like he's kind of like grayish, blackish looking. The story they had for this is, what was it? I believe it was something like, Rattatas, they migrated to the Alola region, and a certain Pokemon, do you know the Pokemon, what it was called?
Yungoos or something.
Yeah, that Pokemon was scaring them off, so they would hide out, and they would be active during the nighttime, so they became nocturnal, and that's why, you know, they became dark-looking and stuff, and they became a dark-type, half-dark type. So, yeah, that's a new Rattata. So, I believe if we have a new Rattata, we're definitely going to get a new Raticate. And I can't wait to see what Raticate looks like. That's going to be crazy. Raticate's already, like, this big, giant rat having giant teeth. Ugly. I can't imagine what they'll make it look like. So, yeah.
Okay, let me put my dunce cap on really quick. Was the dark type in Generation 1?
No.
No.
It came in Generation 2. Same for the steel type.
What about ice?
Ice was always in Pokemon since Generation 1.
Who was Ice in Generation 1?
You're putting me on the spot. Jinx,
what?
Seal, Dugong,
oh yeah, actually you're right.
Lapras.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you get the point. Okay.
Yeah.
You asked.
All right. Yeah, that's cool. It looks like it's only going to be Generation 1s. I get these Alola forms, which is a little disappointing because I think my favorite Pokemon is Roserade, and I was hoping there was a Alola form for that, like a fire type, like that'd be crazy insane and awesome, or an ice type or whatever, but that would be really cool. But it looks like it's just Generation 1, fortunately.
Which, it makes sense if you think about it, because it's the 20th anniversary of Pokemon, so it makes sense to show off the first generation. Now, quickly before I move on to the next bit of news from this big Nintendo Direct, I just have a quick question for you. If you could choose a Pokemon from Generation 1, not Generation 4 or any other generation, from Generation 1, what Pokemon would you like to see get a new, like, variation? And what typing would you like it to be?
From Generation 1?
Yes.
That's hard because one of my favorites is Vulpix and Ninetales, and we already have that. Probably Poliwag and Poliwhirl. I like those. Isn't there third one?
Yeah, Poliwrath.
Wow, I don't know what you would change water into. That's kind of weird.
Grass?
That's interesting. I don't know how that
poison
would
work. I don't know. They're like frog-looking creatures, I guess.
Maybe a dark type. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe.
Psychic, because the little spiral.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Psychic. I'll go with psychic. You stare into the belly, and it just mesmerizes you.
Yeah, even though that's actually its intestines. Yeah.
What?
Oh, well, that's the thing with tadpoles.
Ooh, that's their intestines. I really want it to be a psychic type, because when you look at it, it says, buy a 3DS, and then we need a certain someone to look at it, and then
I get all hypnotized.
I think that's enough of Pokemon.
But I didn't get to say mine.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Staryu, I would love to see Staryu and Starmie get. Actually, I would like to see Staryu and Starmie stay a water type, but get an extra type added. I would like to see them get the poison type added, so they're water and poisons, like a poisonous sea star.
Yeah.
And I love the poison. I don't know if you guys know this, but I love poison types. Like, water's my favorite, then second is poison. So I would love to see a mix of water and poison. And that's it. That's all I'm going to say. Let's move on.
Really quick, I don't want them to overdo the ice, but I feel like ice forms would work with so many. Like, even, like, Staryu and Starmie. Like, an ice version of them, like, that'd be intense.
Like a snowflake?
Ooh, yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, okay. Pokemon, that's a thing. That was the first thing they showed. Next thing they showed was Super Mario Maker. Now, remember, this is a 3DS Direct. What's Super Mario Maker doing here? Well, it's now a 3DS game. They are porting the game to the 3DS. And basically, it's the same game. I think they said not every single feature is there. Like, the Mystery Mushroom will not be in the game.
Yes, that's Wii U exclusive.
Which, I don't think that's because of limitations, because you have all the Amiibo and you have the Amiibo scanner and all that, so I don't know what the thing is there. What they did say is that you can't upload courses online. Instead, you can only share them locally or through Street Pass. Now, that's a disappointment, no online, but the Street Pass thing, that's actually pretty cool. I love Street Pass integration, and this is a great way to do that.
Yes. I feel like this type of game is really a good idea to have on the go, because I always used to play, I don't know if you've ever had this game, but I used to have the Game Boy Advance, and I used to have my Super Mario Brothers, the NES Classics, the Super Mario Brothers on the Game Boy Advance. So I would play that like crazy. So having this on the go is actually really cool. And like you said, the Street Passing makes it really interesting, and it makes it more, It makes something, I don't know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that, like, it's cool that, like, you could just pass someone and, like get a new stage, like, get what they made. Do you know what I mean? Do you
sure, understand? It's just easier to, it's better than just going online, like, ugh, what stage do I pick?
It's more like real-life integration. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. So, it's really cool.
Yeah, and going off what you said, I'm a little split on this, because I agree that, like, this on the go, I think, is better than having it on the Wii U. It looks a little bit worse, but it's at least I'm more likely to play it. Quickly pick up a level, play it. Pick up a level I got from Street Pass, play it. Easy, whatever. But the problem is I already own it, and I don't see myself buying the same game again just to have it on a portable.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if I got it as a gift, I'd be like, sure. But I don't think I would really go out of my way to get this. But we'll see as we learn more things about it. I mean, it's pretty straightforward what it is. But what I meant to say was that, you know, I feel I'm one of those people where if I see more footage of it, like seeing more people using it and stuff, I might consider getting it. Like if I see like tons of people have it on their 3DS and like tons of people are street passing, you know, I'm gonna be like, I gotta join in on this gig. So we'll see. But yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Well, at any rate, comes out December 2nd, so keep an eye out on that. Next game, Mario Party Star Rush. Now, before we do anything, I do want to say we are going to have a full podcast about this. We will only get into a few details here, so look for that in the future. But in this Nintendo Direct, they showed off a couple of new modes. So they did show some more Toad Scramble. It's kind of the same stuff. We saw some new boards, but it's more or less the same that we've already seen. We did get to see Coinathlon, which is basically, I think everyone plays, again, going with the theme, everyone plays at the same time. You're playing a mini game while you're on the board map at the same time, and people are moving and trying to do this as quickly as possible, collect as many coins to advance. It's you have to see it to kind of understand how it works, but it's a really interesting concept that I'm pretty excited for. And there was another mode called Mario Shuffle. Don't know how it works, but it uses like the Amiibo figurines. I don't know how the new Amiibo work in this mode, but the actual mode itself looks like the Amiibo Party mode. Like they use the paper characters and the Amiibo in the actual game. But yeah, just a lot of stuff on Mario Party Star Rush that we'll get into more. But what did you think overall with this showing?
You know, honestly, this game, we already know it's not going to have Wi-Fi, and it kind of puts a nail in my heart. Actually, it's not just a nail, it's like a hammer just shoved in my heart. But you know, what they showed today really has actually intrigued me more about the game. Now, I saw what's it called? The Toad Scramble, I think that's what it's called. I already know the main mode is about the toads and whatnot. Toads, toads. Oh, my God. Oh, but, yeah, what you like. What I'm basically trying to say is that they're showing more and more stuff off, and it's looking more and more interesting to me. Because the Toad Scramble already looks cool by itself. But, you know, because it's by yourself, it's just like, that's it. That's all we're getting. But they're showing more mini games off. They're showing the amiibos, what they're going to do. And I got tons of those. I got tons of those amiibos. So, you know, I'm actually really looking forward to this. And I can't wait to get my hands on this. You know, I'm actually really, really excited for this. And I'm not sure if we talked about the character roster, but I see my boy Donkey Kong is back and Diddy Kong is with him. I think they confirmed that Diddy Kong is actually going to be a part of the roster, I believe, which is really interesting because, you know, we need more Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, give me all the Donkey Kongs. Give me Funky Kong next time, all right? Give me Funky Kong, yes. All the Donkey Kongs. But so far, the roster looks really cool, pretty straightforward. And, the minigames look cool. Everything looks cool. Everything just looks great, and I can't wait to get it.
Yeah, every time I see this game, every time there's something new about it, I get more and more excited. I can tell you that the only negative I see is the no online, which is a big negative. That is a very big negative, but outside of that, I have been over the moon with this game because I'm telling you, every single time I see it, I just get more and more excited. I haven't been this excited for a Mario Party since Mario Party 9, and the only reason I was excited for Mario Party 9 was because it was the first game in like 5 years, and it was very exciting leading up to that release. Not necessarily because I was excited for what the game was about, but just Mario Party. But this, I'm really excited for this game. So we will get into it more, but man, this is looking great. One thing, though, that people are kind of questioning is that we're getting those new amiibos, the second wave of Mario amiibos, and that includes Boo. And Boo is the only one that's an amiibo, but not a playable character. So that's kind of confusing to some people. And after the Nintendo Direct, they released a bunch of press images, media, blah, blah, blah. And they showed off some images about what the amiibo do. And it's not very clear. So far, we just don't know, because they also said in the Direct that different modes will have different features for different amiibos. So nothing is clear right now. But what they did show is that in Toad Scramble, if you scan in one of the amiibos, that character becomes a partner for you in that game. I don't know if it's temporary. I don't know if it's just for that minigame or that turn, what have you. But that's the basic premise of that amiibo. For the Boo amiibo, it actually gives you a dice block. However, and the image they showed, that was for the Mario Shuffle mode and not the Toad Scramble mode. So it's all over the place right now. So that's still something we need to figure out. Just to kind of clear that up. But anyway, there will be plenty more about Star Rush coming up, especially from us. Remember, full episode coming up.
Yes.
So next thing on our very big list of 3DS nonsense, Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Ooh.
Very interesting, since this game came out 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, and what are we going to be getting from Animal Crossing New Leaf?
So it's not 100% clear with me, but it's got a lot to do with amiibo. The Animal Crossing amiibo and the Animal Crossing amiibo cards. I don't know if they mentioned it here in this direct, but before, when they originally announced this, it was something to the effect of scanning the villager amiibo card, and you get that villager in your village.
I assume if you have space, because if you don't have space, they can't come in.
Right. We don't know really the technical parts of this. But that's overall more or less what this whole thing does. I mean, there's new furniture. There's that Splatoon theme going on. Do you remember anything else from this direct? Because I'm just remembering the stuff they announced before.
Yeah, they didn't really say too much about it. They pretty much said exactly what you just said. They said that it's going to get a massive update, which is going to include amiibos and the cards. And they said something about the Splatoon furniture, I believe. You know, that's pretty much what they said. But, oh, wait, I think they also said that we're going to be getting new villagers, like villagers that were not originally in Animal Crossing New Leaf. So we're going to be getting new villagers we've never seen before. So these are completely new, and you can get them with the cards. So that's really cool, to get villagers you've never seen before, completely new people. I mean, of course, they're going to have personalities and stuff that you recognize, but, like, you know, a new villager, you know, you might like them, buy a card, and, you know, bring them to your town. I think this is really cool, and also, I'm so glad that we can finally use those cards. I have a reason to buy those cards and stuff, mm-hmm. so that I don't have to participate in the Animal Crossing Black Market.
Seriously?
With the villagers, trading villagers, buying turnips, selling turnips, you know? I still do that stuff, right? How do you think I have my 50 million bells in the bank? All right, that's how it's done. That's how it's done. You do no turnips, you get 50 million bells in the bank.
I think you mean 45 million, at least after this podcast is over.
We'll see about that, Issy. We'll see. We will see. But, you know, I think this is cool. This can make the game relevant for a little longer. Because, you know, for me, I stopped playing Animal Crossing New Leaf for a while. Just recently I got back into it a little bit, but I've only been playing it like every couple days. So this is interesting. You know, this could make more people interested in it for, you know, a little bit longer. People who've not picked up the game for the longest time will pick up the game and be like, you know, let's try this out. Let's see. Let's play this again. And that's really cool. And, you know, the cards and the amiibos, it's a really big incentive. You can build your town based on the villagers you want. You know, hey, I want this villager. Buy those set of cards and stuff. And bam, you can get those villagers. That's really cool. It's really cool that they do that. Because I know every person... I'm sorry, I'm rambling on a little bit. But every person has their favorite villager. Like, we all have the villager who we love a lot. And then they move away because you don't play the game for the longest time. And this is so cool, like, you can finally just, like, be like, okay, I want Lobo in my town. So just put that card in, bam. You'll go to Lobo's house or whatever, and be like, hey, move to my town. That's so cool. That is just the coolest thing.
Yeah, but are they really the same villager? That's the thing. That's how I always see it, they are. But, they're not, but they act the same way, but it doesn't feel the same. And that's the thing. That's the thing that's good about this, is that it kind of gets people to come back to it. And the only reason I don't play that often is because I get scared to turn it on. Because if somebody moved, I mean, if Antonio or Greta or, God forbid, Sprinkle moved, I would literally die. Why do I hear Donkey Kong? He's not what? In my town. I wish he was in my town. But anyway, that's Animal Crossing New Leaf. I don't know when they said the update's coming. I think fall?
December 2nd.
December 2nd. Okay, cool. Next up, Street Plaza is getting another update. Three main things that I got out of it. The first one is that there's a quick plaza where you can quickly speed through your visitors and quickly speed through your games. I don't know how it all works, but apparently it's supposed to be faster. And I think that's actually a really good thing because sometimes I don't play all the games because they just take way too long.
Yes. way too long.
I bought the 4 because I know there's like that zombie game now that I didn't get the newest Street Pass games, but I got the other 4, like the flower one and blah blah blah. The flower one, never play. Super boring. The shooting one, like in space, takes too long. The only 2 I actually do is the mansion one and the castle one. And I don't even fight in the castle one. I just let them in my castle and I quit.
Oh, speaking of castle, I love that stage in Smash Bros. 3DS.
Oh, my goodness.
I have actually not played any Street Plaza games or anything like that. Street Pass, Street Plaza, anything like that. I've not played any of those games in, like, years. I don't even remember the last game I played. So, when I get this update, you know, I'm going to try those games out again. Because I have not played them in so long. Literally, that was, like, when I was, like... 5 years old. That's how long ago it was. Like, that was like a serious long time.
Whoa. Anyway, 5 new games though, and let me know if any of these interest you. It's not called Quick Plaza. I just talked about that. The first one is Slot Car Rivals.
Yes.
Market Crashers.
Yay! I said yeah. I said yes. You didn't hear me. I said yes.
Feed Me. That's the game for me. Nitrek. Yeah. I think it's called Knee Trek. I couldn't really hear.
What's that one about?
It's like you're in the jungle and it's something about the steps jungle. That you take.
Jungle.
And Ninja Launcher.
Not interested.
Okay. So Slot Car Rivals and Market Crashers. You get to pick one of them for free. And cool. I think I'm going to pick Market Crashers. I don't know why that interests me, but it looks simple and fun. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get the slot car. If that was one of the things you mentioned, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Then the one more thing. I kind of forgot that Street Plus Premium is a thing. But they added a new feature to that. And this is actually really cool. It'll actually allow you to have 100 visitors on your Street Pass instead of 10.
Ooh.
Because that's always bugged me when you go to like an event or somewhere where you know there's a lot of 3DS people. 3DS people. People with 3DS.
Not in certain places, I guess.
Specifically at this address. Just kidding. But yeah, that's lots of new stuff for Street Plaza. Go check that out. It's actually available right now. So, cool. Next thing is actually not a 3DS game. Paper Mario Color Splash. In the Nintendo Direct for Japan, they had about 30 seconds worth of Paper Mario footage, which a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Well, it's better left unsaid.
Yeah. Go ahead, continue.
It's basically everything we've seen before, but they did show off some new locations, and I got to hand it to this game. As many issues as we have with this game, they're doing a really good job on how it looks. And
the visuals are great.
Variety of locations, and yeah, visuals, they look fantastic. And this little clip just shows more of that. So check it out if you really enjoyed that stuff. One thing to note, though, is that they showed off Petey Piranha, which to me is a good sign because that means that it's not just the Koopalings. Thank the Lord. Yes,
thank God. The Koopalings get boring quick. I'm sick of seeing them.
Yeah, it was cool when they finally like brought them back, but then they were in literally everything. So enough is enough. But
yeah, they destroyed the new Super Mario Bros. Games.
Yeah, they did. Seriously.
They're everywhere. It's like, oh. Well, that's another podcast entirely.
Yes, it is. After that, Tank Troopers. New game. Actually, I'm not really sure what this game's about. Do you know more about it than me?
Well, you're a person. You jump into a tank. And you kill people. And yeah. That's what the game's about. Pretty fascinating, right?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It did look fun. It's just that there's no online.
Yeah, that killed me, man. That killed me. Literally, that killed me. When I saw it, I'm like, ooh, this is a fun game. Like, this is the type of game that will make Dark Boo buy a 3DS, all right? Because this will make Dark Boo get into a tank and imagine shooting certain people whose names begin with a Y, you know? That'll interest them. But then when I saw him, like, has no online, I'm just like, are you kidding me? I don't even want to buy this game now. I don't know. It's so weird because the game looked fun. It looked like a fun game. But I'll be honest, when I looked at it, I'm just like, I don't want to play this by myself. I want to play this with others. Like, are you kidding me? I want to get into a tank. They're like, bish, 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 like, shoot people. But no, just by yourself? Nah. No thanks. I'll pass.
Honestly, when I saw it, I immediately thought, free-to-play game. This would have been perfect. It's free. You can play online. You can play with friends. And then there's microtransactions. You can buy little things on the side. And that's how they make their money. I think that would have been totally the way to go. Because looking at it now, I'm just like, not really interested. I'll pass. And I think that's how a lot of people are thinking. Whereas if you did it the other way, you could have people, like way more people be playing it for free. I just see it working out so much better in that way.
But no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't think too many people are going to be interested in this game, to be honest. Because it's also no shade to the game or developers. Because I think this is an indie game, I think. No shade to the developers or anything, but the characters kind of look really generic. So I'm just like, But, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see. But it just so far, it does not look interesting to me.
Yeah. All right, next thing I'm really excited for.
Oh, no.
They had a lot to say about the 70th, oh my gosh, for Zelda's 30th anniversary.
Whoa, is there? Are you in the future? Are you in 2056?
Oh, my gosh. Let me check. Oh, no, 2016. Dang it. But anyway, they talked about the NES Classic for a brief moment, whatever. We already know everything about that. Next, they talked about new Zelda amiibo coming December 2nd. There's four of them. You have the 8-bit Link, you have the Ocarina of Time Link,
and you
have the Wind Waker Link and Zelda. These all look so great. I love the Ocarina of Time one. I'm so excited for it. I've never been this excited for an amiibo before.
Yeah, that's true. I can confirm that. I can confirm his story. That's true.
Oh my gosh, I feel like Seoul times 10 right now. I feel like I can. I feel like I'm gonna sell my mattress, which I should, because this thing's a piece of junk. It feels horrible to sleep on. No, sorry, the little insight into my life. Apparently, everyone needed to know that.
But okay, now we know not to sleep on a seized mattress.
Yeah, you can pick it up. I'm throwing it out when I move out of here in 2 weeks. But lots of information that's not about the Amiibo. They look great. Coming out December 2nd. What did they say the functionality was for? What games? I know they said something.
The Zelda. Okay, the Toon Link one and the Toon Zelda one. That was for Hyrule. Warrior. Wait, what is that? What's called Hyrule Warriors?
Hyrule Legends.
Hyrule Warriors.
No, Hyrule Legend. Warriors Legends.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was scary. I forgot what the game was called. I'm like, wait, is it even called Hyrule? Am I being stupid? I'm like, wait, is this like Zelda Warriors or something? Wow.
Oh my goodness.
No, Hyrule Warriors Blackout. Legends. Yeah, I don't think about this game. I'm not too interested in it. It's not a bad game, it's just I'm not too interested. But yeah, that's what the Toon Zelda and the Toon Link do. They unlock that. I believe Link gets a certain weapon, the Toon Link, he gets a certain weapon, I believe. I forgot exactly what. It's like a sand thing, a sand type of weapon.
The sand wand, mm-hmm, from Spirit Tracks.
Right. Oh, I love Spirit Tracks.
Okay, let's just move into the Hyrule Warriors Legends. We'll come back to Zelda 30th, since we're talking about it. But the DLC for Hyrule Warriors Legends is the Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks pack, which makes me so excited because these games, they're really great. Phantom Hourglass is good. Spirit Tracks is great.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that it's getting some, like, representation in this Hyrule Warriors game. I was a little disappointed to hear at first, before this announcement, that Toon Link was, or Toon Zelda is the extra character, and Toon Link again. But this is actually really cool, because the weapons and the moves are all specific to these games. So you have, like you said, the sand one. You have the train. You literally have the train coming out of one of those portals.
The choo-choo train. Choo-choo, chugga-chugga, choo-choo.
And you also have Zelda in phantom form, in Spirit Tracks, and Ghost Zelda. So you have a lot of possibilities with that, and it's looking awesome.
It looks really cool. I really love the Spirit Tracks motif. I love that game, Spirit Tracks. By the way, if you guys ever come across Spirit Tracks, I definitely recommend that game. That game is so great. Oh my god. Oh yeah.
On the Wii U eShop. Go get it now.
Oh yeah, it is,
what
right?
What are you waiting for?
Oh my god. Go. Well, no, keep listening to the podcast, then after go.
Ooh, segue. While you're there, you can get Skyward Sword. It's released today.
Oh yeah. Bucks. Good job. Yes. Segue.
But since we're talking about Zelda again, they did mention that the art and artifacts graphics book for, I don't know what for, but it's just, that's what it is. It's a book. That's going to be coming out. And they were talking about how the Zelda Symphony is going to have some more dates. So I definitely recommend that too.
We recommend a whole diet consisting of Zelda, consisting of Spirit Tracks, Skyward Sword, Art and Artifacts, Amiibo. Oh my god.
Make sure you have a 3DS in that diet. And as for the Nintendo Selects, they did give it a mention to that. We already knew about these. Some games like Wind Waker, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, Tomodachi Life. What else is in there?
Tomodachi Life, Wind Waker HD, the Lego City games on the 3DS and the Wii U.
Undercover.
Nintendo Land. Is also Nintendo Selects, and I think that's it.
New Leaf.
New Leaf. Yeah. Oh, that's a great game too. So many great games. And I believe that the Nintendo Selects means that it's cheaper, I believe.
$20.
Oh, that's a great deal, guys.
That is
Come
a great deal. There are actually a ton. This is just the latest Nintendo Select. There are a ton of Nintendo Selects. If you're listening to this podcast and you do not own a 3DS or a Wii U, let me tell you, there are so many games for you to play on both systems.
Yes.
Especially with these Nintendo Select, this is the time, especially for the 3DS. There are so many great games on this system. If you do not own one, now is the time.
And also, they keep cheapening the price, too. So you get a 2DS. Yeah. I believe they still have some 2DSs around. I saw some at GameStop.
Yeah, you can get them for $80. I know this because I check a lot for a certain person. But, yeah.
Yeah, but no, seriously, really, you got, if you're listening to this and you're considering getting a 3DS, you really should. There are tons of great games, you know, there's Kirby games, Kirby Planet Robobot, there's like the Zelda games, there's tons of great games to get. Like, this is the time to get a 3DS. Wii U too, will you get it? Wii U too, but I'm just saying, there's so many like 3DS games that are coming out, and there's already so many that are just already out and they're good. I have a whole collection of 3DS games, so, you know, definitely consider getting a 3DS.
Yeah, I think the 3DS, I've owned the most games for any system ever. I don't know if that's the case for you.
But, it is. Yep.
So, which is so surprising, because think back 2011, when it first came out, you're like, oh my gosh, this game, this system doesn't have games, and what's going to happen to this thing? Oh. Price drop. But, like, right now, I love it. I love my 3DS.
I love my 3DS, my new 3DS.
Ooh. No, I just wish everyone would love their 3DSs.
Yeah. Dark Boo.
Well, let's just be honest about it. moving on to another 3DS title, Dark Boo. This is for you because it's Ace Attorney, and we love Ace Attorney.
Yes.
Ace Attorney Spirit of Justice. It's the sixth Ace Attorney game. It's coming out in a week, so they just showed off some stuff we've already seen. I know I'm getting it. Staryu, what about you?
I don't have. Okay, you gotta inform me a little bit. Were the last two Ace Attorney games on the 3DS? Cause I don't know if Apollo Justice counts in that.
It is no. Apollo Justice is a DS game, actually.
Okay, so. I knew that, but I'm just saying, like, does it count? Is it like the fourth? Is it the Like, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, it does count as the fourth game. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is the fifth game out on the 3DS?
Yeah, it's only on the eShop.
Dual Destinies? I knew it! Yeah!
Yep. Oh! Good job! Wow! Yeah.
Yes! Yes! I remembered! But you know what? I'm definitely considering getting this game, because I really need to get back into Ace Attorney, because... Okay, a little self-promotion here, but I've been recently listening to our Ace Attorney podcast that we did, and I was like, oh my god, you know, why am I not playing Ace Attorney right now? I need to play it. Like, I still didn't play the other two Ace Attorney games, the second one, the third one. I need to play those games. They're great games.
I recommend them. The Ace Attorney trilogy, like, go for it. The third game, Trials and Tribulations, I love it. I love that. That's my favorite one. Just they get better as the series goes on. They get better at tying the cases in together so that they're more... Like, this one relates to this one has a overall storyline going on. The first one was more like case, and they're all separated.
Right.
The other ones, especially Trials and Tribulations, definitely has that theme going on. That's the thing. We're talking about this, and you're like, why aren't you talking about the new one? Well, if you're new to the series, I don't really recommend going into the sixth one, because you won't be lost, but there is so much backstory that you'll be missing out on. Good backstory, and unfortunately some of the stuff might be spoiled. Some of the good stuff from the previous game might be spoiled in the new one, so I mean
you know, you could look at it two ways. You know, you could look at it like that, or you could look at it as you're buying a new game and you really enjoy it, and then you want to discover more about the backstory and how it happened.
That's true. But yeah, that's coming out September 8th. Do check it out. The next couple of games, we don't have too much to say on, because they're either not that interesting to us, or we're just, like, we just don't care.
We just don't have much to say.
Yeah. So, first one, Yo-Kai Watch 2.
Yeah, Yo-Kai Watch 2. I just wanted to say I'm considering getting it. I've never really been into the Yo-Kai series, not really a big fan of it. But I'm considering getting it, because it looks interesting. People say it's kind of similar to Pokemon, so, you know, I'm considering checking it out, because this is the second one. I'm like, the first one, okay, that's going to be it. There's not going to be more games, but then there's, like, the second one, and now they're thinking of making a third one. I'm like, okay, I need to see what this Yo-Kai craze is about. So I'm potentially, all right, you're hearing it here from me, Spider Star, you're hearing it here, potentially considering getting it.
Did you get the first one?
I did not get the first one. I did not play any of the games. I've just seen a lot of footage. I've seen, like, people play it. I've seen people play it on YouTube and stuff, and it looks interesting. But, you know, I'm considering getting it. We'll see. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I have literally nothing to say on Yo-Kai Watch 2, so we're going to move on. Disney Magical World 2. Now, this got me so excited, because I realized this is the game to convince Boo to get a 3DS. I'm so happy to present this to him. He will love it. He will love Oh my gosh, I was gonna start saying some of the princesses' names, but I don't remember.
Oh,
what's
princess,
the frozen one?
Elsa. Elsa.
Oh my gosh. Actually, truth be told, when I was watching this, I was like, this, like, visually looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it
this looks does not right. look bad. I saw some of the gameplay, like, there was one part where they were dancing, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
Perfect well. Game for Dark Boo. That's what I was thinking.
Yes, same thing.
I always saw the dancer, I'm like, oh, that's what Dark Boo would do. Oh, picking dresses. Oh, that's he Dark Boo's game. Yeah, no, he doesn't like shooting. He likes picking dresses.
Oh my gosh.
Cooking
dancing,
food.
Slow colors. magic.
This is Dark Boo's game. This is what he's gonna get. I cannot wait for Dark Boo to get a 3DS and play the game and enjoy it and just be like, oh my god, Spider Star, you Super Zambezi, you were totally right all along. Why didn't I get a 3DS so much long ago? I just love this game. And then he will stop playing Smash and then just only be absorbed into this game.
Hey Boo, do you want to play Smash? Oh no, I'm playing Magical World 2 right now. Can't. Sorry.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, I
can't
wait.
And just like when we were talking about Ace Attorney, you'll play Disney Magical World 2, and you're going to want to go play Disney Magical World 1, so he'll have two games to play. This is such a great thing. I'm so happy about this.
I'm so happy with Disney making something for Dark Boo. This is Dark Boo's game.
I'm not sure if this is a typo. Is this Dark Boo Magical World 2? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll have to rewatch the Nintendo Direct. But anyway, we're going to move on to... oh my gosh, this is so bad that we're talking so much about Dark Boo on this podcast. But another game Dark Boo will enjoy, Sonic Boom Fire and Ice.
Yeah, because Dark Boo enjoyed the first Sonic Boom game of the Wii U
so much.
He loved that game. He loved that game so much. He said it was one of the best games he's ever played. I'm like, whoa, you're serious? He's like, yeah. Honey Bunches, I love this game a lot. And I'm like, there's no like glitches and stuff. He's like, oh please, there's no glitches in this game. I'm like, oh, it's the perfect game. He's like, yep. So he's definitely considering getting a 3DS just to play this and Magic World.
Magic World 2.
Magic World 2, right, yeah.
Now, on a slightly more serious note, is this on only 3DS?
Yes, Sonic Boom Fire and Ice is only for the 3DS. And I think it comes out this year. Or was I not even paying attention?
Yeah, it comes out actually this month, September 27th.
So. Oh, okay. So I'm considering getting it myself because I'm a big Sonic fan. I like Sonic. You know, I'm all about the Sonic series. You know, I'm about Tails. I'm about the Knuckles. I'm about the Amy Rose. You know, I'm about all that Sonic characters. So.
And that Boomerang girl.
Boomerang. Styx. Her name is Styx. So yeah, I'm considering getting it. We'll see though.
Okay.
And I had to consult with Dark Boo.
And from what I've heard, this one is a lot more polished than...
Yes.
Like, we were joking around, ha ha ha, but the other Sonic Boom game on the Wii U, it was broken beyond belief, so...
Yes, and the 3DS one was just really abysmal, so I think they improved a lot on this one. Hopefully, hopefully.
That's good. That's good to hear. Now, the next one, I don't know how to feel about this one. Yoshi's Woolly World, and now it's actually called Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World.
Aw, Poochie.
And it's for the 3DS. It has all the levels from Yoshi's Woolly World, along with some new ones. The new ones are, like, you play as Poochie. Don't know much else about it besides that. And now there's a Poochie Yarn Amiibo. Cool. Game comes out February 3rd. What do you think about this?
All right, so let me clock some tea. Do you have Yoshi's Woolly World SC?
I do not.
You do not? Okay. Okay, now some people may not agree with what I'm going to say. Now, this game is really beautiful, but that's where it ends. This game, Yoshi's Woolly World, is just literally one of the most abysmal games I've played in a while. It's so uninteresting. It could not have less personality if it tried. Now, I'm so sorry. That's a lot of tea to pour down your throat. Like, you're just like, whoa, this is hot tea. This is, like, scaving my... This is scalding my throat. Like, what is this? But really... This game is just, I don't know, I have not played Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World yet, but pretty much what we know is it's gonna be pretty much Yoshi's Woolly World plus, like, just a couple extra stuff. So, honestly, the game is very abysmal, Yoshi's Woolly World, a very abysmal game. So if they're gonna add new stuff, they better add some really cool stuff, because Yoshi's Woolly World is so abysmal. It's just not even really that interesting, really, to be honest. So hopefully this game is an improvement.
That's really disappointing to hear, because you said the only thing it had going for it was the visuals. Well, now you get a game where the visuals are downgraded and it looks worse.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's not looking too good for this game. But, you know, Poochie looks really cute. So I can't wait to... I'm definitely going to get the Yarn Poochie, whatever the case is, the amiibo, because that's pretty cute. That I admit, the little Woolly World things that they made for the amiibos and stuff, those are so adorable. Those are so adorable. So I might get that. But that's... about getting this game, I'm more than likely not gonna get it. We'll see, though. But more than likely, no.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I have no interest in it, and this does not interest me anymore. In fact, it makes me say, like, oh, maybe I should get the Wii U one when it gets cheaper. But
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a Nintendo Select. No shame.
Oh. I don't know about that. Island Tour is a Nintendo Select, so...
True.
Sorry, I like Island Tour, actually. It's just, it's not like an A game. It's not a B game either. It kind of barely makes it a C game. Okay, Ever Oasis, that's the next one. Now, I don't really
care.
E3 was kind of crazy for me this year, so I really just didn't get to see anything about this game. So from this, I just was like, oh, pretty standard.
Oasis,
looks like a JRP.
Desert.
Yeah.
Honestly, this game, I saw it at E3, I thought it looked pretty cool. I'm like, okay, I definitely can give a game like this a chance. But when I saw the footage on this Nintendo Direct, I was just like, that's it? Like, this is what we're gonna get? Like, that's what we're getting? Like, I don't know what I was expecting. I just expected more. I don't know exactly what, but more. Just this, it didn't show me anything to be interested in. Honestly, I really don't think I'm gonna get it now. Because I thought the characters looked cool and stuff, but now it's just like, eh. The characters looking cool is not enough for me to buy a game. And you need more than that, all right? It helps to help people buy a game, but just that alone, it's not enough. So,
it's funny you say that, because I actually had that philosophy like a long time ago, where it's like kind of the characters that are in the game is the reason I bought it. Like Mario Hoops 3-on-3, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many characters. I'm buying the game. That was my reason for that, so...
I love that game.
Yeah, it is a good game. I didn't think it would be a good game, but I bought it for the characters. Anyway, Ever Oasis, yeah, I'm just like, meh. It does come out in 2017, so there's still a lot of time before it's finalized. Things can change. / they'll still be showing it off a lot more. So
yeah.
There's still time. Two more games. Both are new announcements. The first one, Mario Sports Superstars. It's what?
What? Go ahead.
It says it's a new Mario sports game, as you can tell from the title. It includes 5 games: soccer, baseball, tennis, golf, and horse racing. And it's supposed to come out in spring of 2017. And here's the big, very important thing: it has online play.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. That is so important nowadays.
Finally, some online. Oh my god. Well, I don't know who mentioned this. Someone mentioned, like, one of the many Skype chats me and SC are a part of. Someone said this. I don't know who, so I'm not going to say it because I might say the wrong person. But the soccer looks kind of, like, not as crazy as Mario Strikers, which I'm just like, oh. That's literally the only thing I'm disappointed in. Everything else looks so cool so far. Even horse racing, you know, I can't wait. Essie, you're going to buy this game. Me and you are going to be online. We're going to be on Skype. We're going to be horse racing. And we'll see who's a better horse racer. Oh, that looks really... Honestly, though, it looks really fun. Even golf looks interesting. And I don't even like golf.
So
it looks interesting.
That's the thing that was really surprising to me, is that tennis and golf are in this game. And, like, they look like they're the same as their counterparts on the 3DS. And just... boggles my mind that they would release this compilation including these games while they already have a Mario Tennis and a very excellent Mario Golf. Mario Golf on the 3DS is probably my favorite Mario Golf. It's very good, so it's surprising to me that they would release something like this.
I think the way these games are going to be, don't quote me on this because I don't know yet, but I think these games are going to be more about less craziness and just actual, like, skill. Like, with soccer, it didn't look, I don't know yet, but, like, it didn't look like there was, like, a lot of craziness going on. There was more people on the field as well. So I think what they're going to be doing with these games is that it's going to be less craziness and just more about, like, actual Mario plus sports. Actual sports, no crazy, like, items, no crazy Bowser coming from the freaking sky and destroying everything. You remember Super Mario Strikers, where Bowser would just come in and just be like, dash, and just, like, breathe fire. Oh, the change. Oh, my God, that was so cheap. But, yeah, that's just my personal opinion. I think it's just going to be less craziness and just actual more sports. More sports.
See, for soccer, I loved Mario Strikers on the GameCube, I didn't really like it as much on the Wii because, to me, that was just too crazy.
Yeah, it was fun, though. Crazy.
It was fun in a different way. But for me, like, the skill involved in Mario Strikers on GameCube, that I love. In fact, I played it last week, and I still love it. It's so fun. Such a great game. I don't think it'll be the same here, even if this is more skill-based, because that was made by Next Level. Oh my gosh.
What, Next Level Games? What, is that hard to say?
Can we timestamp this? I'm sorry. I'm so hungry. I didn't eat any food all day.
Oh, and you poor
during
thing.
The podcast, I had these pretzels next to me, and I'm like devouring them, and I started speaking and I still had some in my mouth and I started choking. Okay.
Don't worry, I'm used to you choking.
Where was I saying? Get out of here. I'm 3, 2, 1. The other one was made by Next Level Games, and I just feel like they just did such a well job on it. Whoever is making this game, I don't think they can replicate it. So, at least we'll not see, the way they did.
They also have baseball, which I think we completely forgot. Mm-hmm. Which actually, have you played the Mario baseball games? I played the one in the GameCube and Super Sluggers.
Just through renting. Never owned it.
Did you play both of them?
Both, yeah, both.
Okay. Well, so far, that's where my basic theory about it being more sports-like and less Mario craziness. Because when I saw the baseball, it didn't look like there was, like, items, like, you know, like Super Sluggers, like, you could, like, do item throws, like, when you hit... I don't know if it's... Okay, let me just say this quickly. When you're at bat and you hit the ball, you can throw items at the person trying to catch the ball. And that's always fun, crazy, and stuff. So I didn't really see that. But, you know, we only saw a little bit. So, you know, that could still change. There could still be lots of craziness. But I'm just saying, like, I think that this sports superstars are going to be pretty much skill, and that's what it's gonna be about. That's just my personal opinion. And horse racing, oh my god, Dark Boo, sport horse racing, come on, horse racing.
Actually, the funny thing is that when I was watching the trailer, like, because they're all quick shots of everything, you don't see everything for too long, right. But there was this quick shot when, like, I think when the first time you see horse racing, when you see you see the character Boo riding a horse, immediately I'm thinking about Dark Boo playing this game.
And don't fall off the horse. Don't tell me you can fall off the horse. Please, no. Dark Boo, don't fall off the horse. No. Please, don't.
That'd be perfect. Oh, my
You're
goodness.
Just looking behind you and you just see, wow. And you just
I have to be clear with our audience here that if for some reason you're still listening to us, after all our nonsense, and this is your first time listener, we have other people on the podcast. One of them,
right.
Their name is Dark Boo. So that's who we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the character Dark Boo. We're talking about a person, Dark Boo. And he has a thing about the 3DS. So that's why we're talking about it. We're making little jokes.
Yes. Mostly jokes. Most of it is serious. This game's supposed to come out spring of 2017.
I'm buying it.
I'm buying it too. I'm excited for this. It looks great. And the final game is a new Pikmin game for the 3DS.
Oh.
And it's a 2D side-scroller.
Oh.
Pikmin game. Still control Pikmin like you would in the other games, but you don't have the 3D space. You more use them to... Well, I mean, it's just like a Pikmin game. You use the Pikmin to clear obstacles, to fight enemies, that kind of thing. We didn't see too much about it, but
it's cool. A Pikmin game. When I saw the graphics, though, I thought it was a DS game. I'm like, whoa, this is, like, kind of jagged and stuff.
Yeah, but it's got an interesting art style going on. It's not like the other Pikmin games. It's a little more pastel.
Yeah,
color, kind of. That kind of thing going on.
But it's cool. Yeah. It's I think it's interesting. You know, I'm actually gonna get it. Just that trailer alone, I was just like, wow, you know, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool looking. Looks, and it also looks more simple, which I can't really get into Pikmin games because it's, I'm gonna sound stupid, but it's kind of hard for me. All right, I'm not stupid. It's just it's kind of hard for me. It's fun. It's just it's hard for me. I usually die at bosses, and most of my Pikmin die.
Mm-hmm.
And
then well, that's fine.
Yeah. So, but you know, yeah. What I'm pretty saying, we're pretty much saying, is that this game on the 3DS looks really cool. It's gonna come out in 2017, I believe. Mm-hmm. Sometime, we don't know when. So you know, hopefully we see more about it because it looks cool so far.
Yeah, I haven't finished Pikmin 3 yet, so I'll finish that and then think about this. Now, that was the end of the Direct. They did mention Picross 3D Round 2. They talked about a little bit about indie games, Shin Megami Tensei 4, and Dragon Quest 8 and 7, but we don't have anything to say about those, so
true.
Yeah, that's that. Now, before we wrap this all up, I really like this. Actually, let's just go over how did we think about this Direct. Did we like it? Did you think it was good?
I liked it. I honestly actually didn't come in to watching this Direct. I didn't come with high expectations. I thought I was just going to be like, they're just going to show some stuff. Like, mm-hmm. games that we already know about. Like, they're going to show a little bit of Star Rush, a little bit of Sun and Moon. They're going to show what we know. And they're just going to, like, maybe show, like, one or two new things. And that's it. I didn't expect all this. I didn't expect, you know, the new Pikmin game. I didn't expect the new Mario Sports game. I didn't expect that stuff. And then the Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh. You know, they're really focusing on the 3DS. I really think they're trying to abandon the Wii U because I'm seeing a lot of ports, like the Yoshi's Woolly World getting ported to the 3DS. What else were they porting? There was something else.
Mario Maker.
Mario Maker. That is a big deal. Yeah. Super Mario Maker on the 3DS, that was a big sign, like, yeah, we're going to try to drop off the Wii U brand.
Yeah, it's actually kind of scary how, I mean, I think we all knew this was coming, but it was so, I don't want to say it was sudden, but like, first, a 3DS exclusive Nintendo Direct is announced, so red flag number one, and then you're watching and you get Mario Maker port, Yoshi's Woolly World port, I mean, you're getting new games for the 3DS coming up in 2017, yet for the Wii U, we barely have anything for this holiday, and 2017 is just a mystery, and at this point, I think it's just non-existent for the Wii U.
Yeah.
It's disappointing because I think the Wii U is actually a pretty, pretty great console. But this Direct kind of put a nail in the coffin. Not all the nails, but it's putting one of them in there.
A big nail.
Pretty big nail. The one that makes it very hard to open the coffin.
Yeah. Well, you know, so far, I think that this is going to be their last hurrah. This holiday season is the Wii U's last hurrah. So they're going to have Smash Wii U. They're going to have Mario Kart 8. They're going to have Mario Color Splash. They're going to have that. So they're going to put all that stuff out there. And they're going to be like, this is it, guys. This is what we're going to buy it for the holiday season. And if not, that's just going to be it. Yeah. That's just going to be it for the Wii U. That's going to be Wii U's last. This is going to be Wii U's last year.
Well, I did forget about Zelda, but I feel like Zelda is just kind of like we promised it for you on the Wii U, so we'll still release it. Here you go. You know,
yeah.
It's not really like this big Wii U game. And now it's a big NX game. That's just, that's a fact. So.
Yeah, just I think they're just doing it so that people who have a Wii U who are not going to buy the NX right away, they'll be like, okay, here's a little bit of a bone. You can have the game as well.
It really is. It's basically throwing a bone, unfortunately. So that's one of my takeaways from this Direct is just how anti Wii U it was, basically. One other thing that I did want to mention, and I'm actually thinking about this would be a cool topic idea for a future podcast is, where has Nintendo in the last couple of years and the coming years, where have they taken a franchise and tried something new with it? Where have they failed, succeeded, and I guess in between? And the reason I mention this is because I'm looking at Pikmin. It's another franchise that we really love that is getting this remake, this redo on its like core gameplay and its core like functionality. So that's another thing that's been popping up in my head watching this. And even with like Mario Party Star Rush, which is so different, and well, that's it in this direct, but yeah. Don't know if you noticed that, but something that's been on my mind recently. But that pretty much wraps up the Nintendo Direct. Before we go, we are going to give you some ending information. If this is your first time listening to us, you can subscribe to the Lost Levels podcast on iTunes. Please make sure to leave us a rating and a review because that helps us in the search results. It gets us to grow, see other people, or let other people hear us. I should have said it like that. And yeah. You can find all our past episodes on our website, thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com. And our Mario news and community at MarioPartyLegacy.com, especially today, since there's a lot of Nintendo Direct stuff going on. Say something in the comments. Let us know what you think. You can follow us on social media. You can find us at Facebook.com/TheLostLevels, on Twitter at LostLevelsMPL, on Tumblr at TheLostLevelsPodcast.tumblr.com, and at YouTube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. As for me, I'm Super Zambazy. You can find me on Twitter, Nintendo Network, on Xbox, PlayStation, just anything that has a service. Look up Super Zambazy. It's probably me.
All right. I am Spider Staryu, and you can follow me everywhere around this world on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. I have currently made some YouTube videos where you can see me, face cam and everything, playing Mario Party 10, so you can check that out on my YouTube channel. Just a quick couple mentions as well. When you're gonna give us a review, give us 5 Staryus, 5 stars, 5 Staryus, yes. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're listening to this on YouTube, give this video a big thumbs up. That helps a lot too. And yeah, that's it. Spider Staryu everywhere. Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, YouTube, everything. Spider Staryu.
All right, that does it for this week. Be sure to listen to our podcast on Metroid Prime Federation Force this Saturday. And until then, see ya.
Bye.